Another curtain goes up this week on another great show by the Webster City Community Theater. It's Of Men and Cars, which opens up for two weekends of some great entertainment. Louis Getter joins me on KKWC today. Louis, very good day to you.
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
Not too bad. So we got another big show starting on Friday night.
Yes, very exciting. Excited to have the audiences come and see Of Men and Cars. It's a great story about a father who was a World War II bomber pilot, and his wife and son. His son's name is Jim, and Jim is portrayed by Kevin Sharp, who starts off this show as a four-year-old boy. And then by the time that we get to the end of the show, he's matured into probably a 30-year-old adult man. But he and his dad have a special relationship. In the early years, sons just admire their father and think they know everything. And then when you hit that teenage, early adult stage, it's like, maybe you don't know so much. And I know more than you do. And then as an older adult, we come to find out that our fathers really did know a lot, and they can change too. So it's a very funny story. It's a huge challenge for the father and Jim, who have each over 700 or 400 lines. And Kevin and Dale Ahrens from Belmont have those two parts, and they've done a wonderful job of learning all those lines. And then we have several people who have ensemble roles, and they may play one or two or three different characters. People that Dad and Jim met as the generations went, or the decades went through.
And this is going to run for two weekends, as I said. And this covers an area from starting in, you say, World War II, Louis, and then continues.
It's post-World War II, and I think probably after the war. Dad got married, and then they had this son. So he's 4 years old. So we're looking at probably early 50s when the show starts. And then we go through the decades. We get to the 70s, where the Vietnam War was going on in the late 60s, early 70s. And, of course, Jim gets draft notice, and so that's part of the story as well. You know, does he follow in his father's military background footsteps, or does he go his own route? So, and then he becomes a comedy writer and goes on the road, and then he ends up in New York. He ends up in L.A. In the entertainment business. So it's like a semi-autobiographical story about the playwright. And I think it's funny, but then all of a sudden it just tugs at your heartstrings. And we have an actual car on the stage. It was created by Patrick O'Loughlin. It's not necessarily a specific car, but it's sort of a any man car. And it plays an important part because Dad believes firmly in Fords. And so that's what we've built, is some kind of a Ford.
The O'Loughlin Ford.
O'Loughlin Ford, yes.
Yeah, there you go. So again, this is a production of Men and Cars. And just a reminder, too, this is an adult-oriented program, right?
Right. There's, because of the Vietnam era in there, there's some references to drugs. Nobody's doing drugs, but there's references to that. And there's some adult language, so we just wanted the public to know that young kids, this is probably not a show for them.
Right. But again, come see Of Men and Cars, opens for six shows, and that's this Friday and Saturday, I believe, right, Louine?
And then yeah, it opens the 28th of February, and then it runs March 1st and 2nd, and then also the following weekend, March 7, 8, and 9. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7, and the Sunday matinees start at 2. All the tickets are $15, and you can order them online. We have a new ticketing process now that you can just order your tickets online. You pick out where you want to sit. And the box office is open limited hours, but you can also phone and leave a message.
All right, so don't miss it. Of Men and Cars coming up the next two weekends at the WCCT there on Wilson Avenue, just across from the Congo, First Congregational United Church of Christ. And, Louine, one more thing. Coming up on March 16th, it's a chance for those to plan for the 25-26 season.
Every year we get together, brainstorm some shows that either people would like to direct, or they would like to be in, or they would like to help backstage with, or just sit in the audience and enjoy. And so we try to figure out a good mix that would be good for WCCT as well as for our patrons. And so come at 6 o'clock that Sunday night, March 16th, and we'll figure out what we're going to bring to our stage in 25-26.
All right. So again, this March 16th, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the Webster City Community Theater. And Wayne Getter, thanks very much.
Thanks, Pat.